let me give you this example, okay? Had a preacher, he's dead in heaven today, had a preacher's friend. He refused to eat in restaurants that served alcohol. In other words, he would not eat at Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Manny's. I'm just naming restaurants, you know what I'm talking about, because they would not serve alcohol. And he was a good friend. And I respected that because to him, that was wrong, okay? Now, when we would go out to eat, we would not go out to eat at Red Lobster. Are y'all following the thought? Because yeah. It was offensive to him. But this week, I ate. I ain't going to tell you where I ate, but it was good. Now, I didn't sit around the bar. I didn't order the drinks and all, but it wasn't offensive. And that's what he said. I wasn't going to offend my brother. Are y'all following? That's the thought. Okay. Now, we get in heat. Now, in chapter number 10, he hasn't switched gears. Matter of fact, let me read in verse number 27 of chapter number 9. But I keep my under my body and bring it under subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. We looked at that last week. The word castaway is that Greek word adokimos. It means useless for the cause of Christ. In other words, Paul said, I don't want it to affect my testimony. If people look at me and I do something wrong or whatever, if it affects my testimony and I become worthless for the cause of Christ, I keep my body under subjection. We talked about self-discipline. So much things we talked about that last week. Now he gets in chapter number 10. He hasn't changed his thought because he uses that word moreover. The word moreover literally means, sometimes the word can be used substitute the word for or because. So he uses chapter number 10 as an example for these Corinthian believers, and he uses the children of Israel as an example about lusting after things, and we'll look at that. But I want you to notice that word for you Bible students. Very important. The Lord just didn't throw that word in there just to fill spaces. That word is very important. It's a continuation of the thought of chapters 8 and chapter 9 when he said, moreover, brethren, I love that word, brethren. Matter of fact, all through 1 Corinthians, when he's admonishing these folk at the church because they're carnal, they're still brothers and sisters in Christ. He still loved them. He didn't say, you scurvy dogs, you dog. No, they're still brethren in Christ, and he's trying to encourage them, lift them. We could learn a great lesson from him, by the way. Amen, preacher. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, when they stumble, instead of kicking them to the sidewalk, we ought to help them up and encourage them. And so here he was. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. The word ignorant does not mean stupid. Okay, the word ignorant here means uninformed. I want you to know some things, okay? When he says this, let me write this down. My note, I got two pages of notes and I won't never get to them all. Paul used the conjunction, moreover, and that's a big word to me, by the way, conjunction, because I went to Auburndale High School. That's a big word. But you know what it is, a conjunction, okay? My wife could define that for you. I can't. She's the teacher. But anyway, to continue his admonition concerning those things being associated with idolatry, remember the meats and all, he's continuing that thought, hence the word moreover, which he began in chapter 8, verse 1. Sometime the word for is used. Paul pointed out in chapter 9 that even a true believer may be rejected in regard to his service here on earth. We were very definite in that last week. He's not talking about losing your salvation. You cannot lose your salvation. I know people, I have good friends, there's somebody even watching right now. Hope he doesn't turn the broadcast off right now. That they believe you could lose your salvation, okay? The Bible nowhere teaches you can lose salvation. He's talking about being useless in God's work. No longer, by the way, don't raise your hand, but do you know anybody used to really be on fire for the Lord and now they're kind of out of God's will? God may, a true believer may be rejected in regard to his service here on earth. That's that word castaway that we read in verse number 27. God may place him on the shelf and use him no longer because he no longer wants to work. We talked about that last week. I got to move on. Are y'all at least following a little bit what I'm saying? Okay. Thank you, Ronnie. Not only that, but he may also lose his reward at the judgment seat of Christ. This is where I left off last week, and I was like it. I was rushing through it. You cannot lose your salvation. Amen, preacher. But you can lose your rewards. I gave you a couple passages of scriptures. Let me give the, because I rushed through them last Sunday. We're at the end of the class, and let me give them to you. 2 John 1:8. John wrote this. Luke 2, and he's writing to these believers. Matter of fact, and called them little children and others. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Again, he's not talking about losing your salvation, but he is talking about losing your reward, those things that you've worked toward. Let me give you another. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. The same book Paul is writing to these believers about a loss of rewards. So to keep all this in context, look in verse number 1, 2, and 3. So you know who he's talking to. They're believers. But look in verse number 1. Oh, he's on top. He got it up on the screen. And I, there's that word, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. For I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither are you now able. Paul was with them 18 months. He taught them from the word of God. And even after he left, there were teachers there trying to teach. But still, they've not grown in Christ. They were still on milk. They didn't get, they only had the basic doctrine. Anyway, he's telling them, you're not able to bear the deep things of Scripture. They've not grown, neither are you yet able. Whereof yet you're still carnal. You're still, the flesh is still there. And you're being defeated anyway. For whereas there is among you envying, these are believers. Envying, strife, and divisions. Are you yet not carnal and walk as men? Now, go to verse number 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. Remember, Paul planted the church there in Corinth. I laid a foundation, and another man buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Verse number 13, he's talking now about the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, where we're going to stand as believers. By the way, I hear great singing groups, and I know they don't do this because they're singing. But you're talking about believers at the white throne. We're not going to be at the great white throne. There's two judgments. There's the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, which we as believers are going to stand at. And then the great white throne judgments in Revelation chapter number 20, where all the unbelievers from the time of Cain to the last person that's been in hell. Revelation, is this boring to y'all? Some of y'all are looking at me like, what's he talking about? The death and hell raises the dead. Remember, and they're going to stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. These are unbelievers. And then it says that they will be cast into the lake of fire. Something worse than going to hell. Preacher, what's worse than going to hell? Cast into the lake of fire. I said this before to our church members. They've been through Bible study with me for years. Hell is a temporary place of the doomed and the damned. It's like a holding cell, if you will. Have y'all heard this before? You visit? It's a holding cell. It's just a temporary place. Hell is not forever. I hear good preachers and others, and they mean well and all. Hell, you'll burn in hell forever. No, you won't. You're just in hell till the great white throne judgment. And then they're going to stand at the great white throne judgment, and then they will be cast into the lake of fire. A different place. Are y'all following? Than hell. It's a completely different place. And by the way, chapter number 20, you will see the false prophet and the Antichrist were cast into the lake of fire. Man, I've really got off my subject now.